And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the second edition of Viva La Candace featuring Candace Keita.
Michael, I'm so excited to be here for my second episode. Thank you so much for having me.
So, full disclosure, last episode was January 11th?
Was it?
Yeah. No, I'm not. We were going to try to do an episode last month in February. We were actually going to try to do one right before Valentine's Day before I left for Denver. And obviously you had a trip planned that you had to do for, I believe, business. And we couldn't make it work schedule-wise because we were going to talk about Valentine's Day and talk about like ideal stuff for it, stuff that I could use because I have no dating life whatsoever. But then, you know, things happen. And then we were trying to get this month going and then, well, coronavirus happened.
I know, a slight inconvenience.
But is it really an inconvenience though? I mean, yes, it's having a negative impact on our lives in a lot of ways. Like for instance, I'm a contractor. I don't get paid if I don't work. But I've been lucky that I have been working and stuff like that. But at the same time, it's actually been a convenience because I've been able to focus on other projects that I have been neglecting, like Nerdy Notions, like Power Dorks. Awesome Mania has not been neglected, but we were able to do more stuff with it now. Viva La Candace. This very podcast, we're able to like say, hey, we can do more episodes now because we have time to do it. So while what we're going through is bad, it's also kind of a silver lining at the same time.
You know, it is, but I just feel that I worry about all the people, like people that I know, where they have to be face-to-face with customers.
Oh, and you heard me on the phone with my friend Jeff. He works for Costco.
Yeah, I worry about them. And then also people that have jobs where if you're not where you're supposed to be, you don't have a job. So I worry about, I mean, I know a lot of people like that. So I know a lot of people that if this keeps going, they're going to be struggling.
Oh, yeah. And obviously you're out in California. You guys are, I don't want to say you're on lockdown, but you are doing a much heavier focus on self-isolations right now, quarantining. Whereas here in Maryland, we are probably going to be going that route soon.
Yeah, I think everybody across the country will, because remember Trump came on yesterday and said that, you know, he will probably put something or implement that in place if we can't lower the curve. Yeah. So you guys should just expect it, because I mean, we had it since Friday. But you know, what we found is that people are still out and about. It's kind of weird. It's not as though much has changed.
Well, I know here in Maryland, I can speak for here out in Maryland. Mm-hmm. I can't speak for where you are, mm-hmm. but I know here, they're encouraging us to still at least go outside and take walks and go out for runs, you know, because we need exercise. We can't just stay in full blown isolation. Like, honestly, after we finish recording this and I edit it and I put it up, I might go out for a quick walk just to get exercise. Plus doctors are also saying, go out, get under the sun, because the vitamin D that you're going to get from the sun is also going to help boost your immune system. And yeah, it's good for you. So I know we're still there with that, but I also agree with the fact that if it's a non-essential place, it shouldn't be open.
Right. And people are just driving around. I mean, it looks pretty normal. And I know everybody should be kind of trying to self-isolate. I don't see, at least 2 days, I don't see it since Friday.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. And we're going to get to this because we're about to go retroactive. We're going to talk about Valentine's Day. We're going to talk about St. Patrick's Day. We're going to talk about fun trips that we went on, or lack thereof fun trips. Oh, I can't wait to share this story. You're going to love this one. Because you asked me about my trip to Denver.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
And I said I wasn't going to talk about it yet.
Well, why don't you tell me what happened? Because I know you
So, okay, now we're going to go retroactive. We will get back to coronavirus, and also we'll talk about something that we're going to do later. I'm going to put it in our article, this fun little video that I'm going to make. which is also going to be a lead into something else that we're going to do in a future episode. But going retroactive, so as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, we were trying to do a Valentine's Day episode because it was the perfect thing to do because Valentine's Day. There's a lot of fashion stuff to talk about. There's a lot of romantic stuff, obviously, to talk about. There's a lot of topics that we could talk about for it. But the thing was, is that I had a trip to Denver coming up, and it was on Valentine's week. So, and I was excited because I've never really been to Denver. And so I get out there, and my plane lands 30 minutes early. So it's like, all right, great start already. This is awesome. My friend who's grabbing me, she didn't leave on time and ended up picking me up late. And then it started snowing in Denver. So we actually got a snowstorm in Denver the day I landed, which for me, I'm like, dude, this is awesome. I'm happy because we haven't had a real snow here in Maryland at all this season. And for those who don't remember from the last episode, I am a hockey player. I like my cold. I want my snow. But then when she picked me up from the airport, she was constantly complaining about the traffic, the snow, everything. And she was driving a little recklessly, and it was making me really nervous. You know, I don't get car sick often. There's usually two people that can make me car sick. It's my mom and my friend Scott. Sorry, Scott, I still love you, but your driving can do that to me sometimes. But like knowing what the situation was with the snow coming down, the roads are slick, it made me extra nervous. And, you know, and I think you would agree with this. You know, when you're going out to do something, you always want to go out with the best expectations and a positive attitude. And right off the bat, having my friend coming with like a negative attitude because it's snowing and she's weaving around cars and stuff like that, that's not the positive start you want to have for something. You know, the positive start was I got there 30 minutes early so we can do more stuff. Mm-hmm. We actually had it planned to actually play ball hockey at one of the local community centers. We didn't get to do that. But we went to Chiba Hut, and actually Chiba Hut out in Longmont, Colorado, which is where I actually stayed, was actually really good. The food was good, great service, good atmosphere, very 90s-esque feel to it, which was really right up my alley because I love the 90s stuff. Mm-hmm. 90s kid, what did you expect? Grew up watching Power Rangers. Uh-huh. But then the next day, we were supposed to actually go into downtown Denver and just explore the city. And this is the conversation part. So where do you want to go exactly in Denver is what I was asked. And I go, I don't know. I just want to explore. Because when you've never been to a city before, and I think you would agree with me on this, when you've never been somewhere before, it's not about where you start necessarily. It's about just going, let's just go here and then we'll just explore.
Right.
We'll just explore it and we'll just find all the cool places as we go on. And didn't get to do that. So I never got to explore downtown Denver.
Wow.
And then we went to the Capitals game as they played the Colorado Avalanche at the Pepsi Center. So one of the highlights was getting to go to see the Capitals play out at another venue that was not Capital One Arena. And then again, I like to walk around the arenas and like just explore. And we get a quarter of the way around the arena and she starts complaining, going, do we really have to do this? I'm like, oh, come on now. I'm the tourist here. Let me be a tourist.
Right.
And then we go to the game. Good game. Capitals won. Woohoo. Came back from behind to win the game. Ovi didn't score two goals to get number 700, but he got to do that much later up in New Jersey after the fact that I was in New Jersey. And, you know, that was cool. And then we go to this grocery store after the game, because it's like 11 o'clock at night, central time. So about 10 o'clock your time. And, you know, I grabbed like sushi because I didn't want her to cook or anything like that. Cause you know, it's whatever. She gave me an attitude for buying sushi.
Why?
Because she was like, well, I could have cooked you something. I was like, You don't have to. It's like 11 o'clock at night, almost midnight. Don't worry about it. You know, I got this, you know? So yeah, there was that. And then on the Friday, which was my last day, and this is Valentine's Day, I end up having to spend the entire day shoveling her driveway and and breaking ice. And I ended up getting blood blisters on my hands.
Oh, gosh.
So it was like, that was my Valentine's Day.
You know what? You did a nice thing for your friend, though.
Yeah. Certain things I'm not going to say on air about that part, though. That's an off-air conversation. But yeah. And then I actually didn't go to bed that night because my flight out of Denver was at like 6 in the morning Central Time. No, not Central Time. Mountain Time. So I didn't go to bed. So yeah. I'm like sleep deprived going back to DC. And then, but yeah, like it's kind of sad because most of the time was spent shoveling snow or breaking ice. And the ice was thick. The ice was like 3 inches thick.
Oh, that's crazy.
Like I found a metal square shovel and I was just breaking ice with that thing. And then most of the other time I was either watching Rick and Morty or Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law.
Oh, that's funny.
And I'm like, it was not the ideal trip that I had planned.
Right.
If I had known that it was going to go the way it was going to go, I would have just gone to a hotel in downtown Denver and just do what I wanted to do.
Yeah, and you could have taken a look around. And
yeah, and do all the stuff that I had planned to do. So, like, I do plan on going back to Denver in the future. I do plan on getting a hotel room in the future. But, you know, that's just part of the learning experiences that we go through.
And, you know, no trip always goes exactly the way you had envisioned it. You know, that's just kind of the way it goes.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to disagree with that. The LA trip in 2016 for Power Morphicon.
Oh, awesome.
Like, because I traveled with Brian. And you remember Brian. He was the one who was with me that traveled out from Maryland with me. Actually, maybe not. No, actually, no, you didn't meet Brian. That's right.
No, I met him at the table. He wasn't at the table?
No, he was at the con, too. He just didn't travel the table with me because him and I were just kind of doing our own separate things.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he wasn't with me. I think he might have, when we were doing our interview together, he was over at Austin St. John's table.
Oh, I know Austin. How funny.
Yeah, so, but...
Austin was the original Red, wasn't he?
Yes.
I totally know Austin.
And he came back for this season for an episode of Beast Morphers for this current season that's airing now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, I saw him. Last time I saw Austin was at the 16th.
Yeah. So, but we flew out on the Wednesday, and the first thing we wanted to do was explore around. Our hotel, like find the convention center, stuff like that, look at the food options. And we did that. And it was great. Like we got to see all this great stuff in Pasadena and yeah. You know, we found really great food. Like it was awesome. We were happy. And then the next day, the Thursday, we actually went into Los Angeles. And one of the first places we went to was Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Oh, I love it. Great pasta.
Yeah. I got a grilled cheese because I'm lame. But like, it took us like an hour and a half to walk there. But even Brian admitted that like it was worth the walk because all the stuff that we ended up seeing walking to there. Was like, we wouldn't have known that. And that's part of the thing, like going back to Denver, you know, just because like, yeah, here's the place I want to go to. But then at the same time, look at all this other stuff that you end up seeing. And that's what made it so cool and so unique because it's like, yeah, seeing House of Blues, the comedy places that people like Robin Williams and George Carlin played at, you know, doing all that stuff was super cool. And then getting the Rainbow Bar and Grill, seeing where Lemmy sat, you know, I'm wearing a Motorhead t-shirt as we speak right now. You know, I'm a huge Motorhead fan. But, you know, to be able to do that was just so cool. And then, but the great thing was the walk back to like where the Chinese theater, where we got on Metro at, the walk back was just as amazing, because then we could really, like, you know, obviously we're rushing to Rainbow Bar and Grill because we really wanted to get the Rainbow Bar and Grill and check that place out. Coming back, we really got to take it in and take pictures and really enjoy. We also found the Tinder offices headquarters.
I didn't even know that they were over there.
Yeah, Tinder apparently is on Sunset Boulevard.
Well, so much on Sunset, though. I mean, the fact that you guys got to walk it, that alone is a good slice of Hollywood.
Yeah. And like, and then obviously we walked the Walk of Fame, or as much of it as we could. We got to walk around the Chinese theater, which is really nice. And then we hopped on the Metro and we went over to Universal and we walked around Universal. Now, obviously, like, we didn't go in the park. We went into that shopping area that you can go in for free, which was nice. But we, but yeah, we, like, and then we did Power Morphicon, and then we went home on the Monday, and it was like the perfect trip, because even the stuff that we didn't plan ended up working out perfectly. And we actually had notes of going, we know we're not going to get to do everything. We're going to save that for next time, which 2018 didn't happen for us. And 2020 is probably not going to happen for us now, but just being realistic here.
When is it scheduled for August, right?
Labor Day weekend.
What is Labor Day?
September.
Oh, September. Okay. Well,
It's the first week of September, but let's be brutally honest with right now, I have AwesomeCon planned for the first weekend of May. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that's either going to get rescheduled or pushed, or it's either going to get rescheduled at a later date, or it's going to be outright canceled this year.
Right.
Which I have a panel scheduled for the con. Like, we have the date, we have the time, we have the panel room, everything. We have a 2-hour panel scheduled. Ben Taylor and I, who I do Awesome Mania with, we are already talking about backup plans for if this convention does not happen.
Right.
Sasha Kaplan, who I do Nerdy Notions with, she has two panels there, which I'm going to be there recording as episodes for Nerdy Notions. She has her date. She has her time. She has her panel rooms. We just don't know if they're going to happen now.
Right.
So it's, there's just so much uncertainty. And like, say they do push back AwesomeCon and say they put it on Labor Day weekend, the same weekend as Power Morphicon, I have to be at AwesomeCon. I'm contracted to be there.
Right.
Because I have paneling that I have to do. I have press credentials there. I have all this stuff that I am, you know, needed to be there for.
Right.
You know, and as much as I want to be in LA hanging out with you and the Power Rangers and all that other stuff, well, we'll have Steve Cardenas hopefully still, because he's actually scheduled to be at AwesomeCon this year. You know, I have to, you know, I have to stay local and do the local con. But yeah, it's just so crazy right now with that. But yeah, so yeah, I would have to definitely say 2016 was a great trip. But what about you? You do any trips, retroactively talking?
You know, I don't know, because we just don't know what's going to happen.
I mean, before all this stuff happened, did you go on any trips?
Oh, trips. Well, I can't remember when the last trip. I mean, Doug and I shot a commercial a couple of months ago in Palm Springs before all this happened. And ironically, today we were supposed to leave for Palm Springs because he had booked a commercial and he was shooting it tomorrow, Monday, in Palm Springs. And then we were going to stay a couple, usually do whenever we go someplace for work. But then obviously that didn't happen. So I don't know really what supposed to be at an IT convention next week in San Francisco, Octane. And that entire convention got canceled. Now it's supposed to be there for 5 days. So, you know, who knows? I mean, it's, and then my girlfriend and I, it has been our tradition that we always go to Coachella together. And
I've never been to Coachella.
You know, it's, I mean, I enjoy going. It is kind of interesting. I like all the vegan food. And if you go during the daytime when it opens up, there's not as many people milling about. So that's really good as kind of, because I like to, you know, go to the little restaurants and the shops that are in there. And, but anyways, we're obviously not back. So, I mean, a lot of things that we kind of had planned are just kind of fly by night. You just kind of, I don't know what's going to happen. And it really depends on if they can lower the curve. If they can do that, then hopefully quickly.
Yeah. So
it may be more strict rules that are placed upon us.
Yeah. So let's talk about Valentine's Day, because I really wanted to talk about that with you.
Oh, really?
And yeah. then we were denied that because of our schedules not allowing us to. So looking back at Valentine's Day, what were some of the interesting trends that you noticed for this year at Valentine's Day, both fashion-wise and on the romance side? Because you have to talk to the tone-deaf person here, because I can't get a date to save my life.
You always make me laugh, Michael.
It's my job. That's why I'm here. I'm the comedian. So
You're like the comic relief. I think people just did, you know, small dinners and small romantic dinners, small getaways. This was kind of before COVID-19. So people were still going away and having weekend trips. And everything was kind of normal. That's what I noticed. And women were still wearing, you know, pinks, pastels, reds, you know, light spring colors in the anticipation of spring. Doug and I did a small little, we always get each other small things and we just celebrate we just order food in. We have been together for so long. It's not like we make it a big, you know, thing. So we just had a good time. And you know, it's funny. That was the last celebration that I think most of us have had. We've been so wrapped up in this pandemic that, at least for us, when it was St. Patrick's Day, I didn't even know. Did you?
So for me,
because
when I flew out to Denver, I had been seeing the stuff about the coronavirus, and actually somebody pointed this out on Facebook yesterday, and it's very noteworthy. January 27th, as we all remember, Kobe Bryant and his daughter in the helicopter crash.
Yeah.
There's a newspaper front page, Kobe's on it, but if you look right to the left, it has talk about coronavirus.
A big article or a small article?
It was a small article right next to the big article of Kobe Bryant.
So I know it was on our radar, but I don't
think it was on the radar. So I had known about it when I flew out to Denver, because that was obviously some of the concerns with flying. Because some people were saying to me, you should probably cancel your trip to Denver and blah, blah, blah because of it. So, and I never did. And, you know, here's the thing. I did get sick, but it was a sinus infection.
Right.
Because you're going from one altitude in the mountains to a lower altitude here in the DC metropolitan area. Plus, our weather is so erratic. If you ever look at have you ever seen like a bar chart with four different colors on it?
Yeah.
And it goes, here's yellow, here's black, here's red, here's white. And it's like normal different levels and stuff like that. Now look at the Maryland state flag. That's our Maryland weather for the four seasons.
Right.
It's so erratic, you don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. But so that's why people are going to hear me cough and clear my throat a lot, because I have a massive mucus buildup because of the sinus infection that I have or had. So... But yeah, that's the thing though. It's like, so I have been kind of tracking it a little bit, because I knew I had my trip, and you know, I knew as soon as I come back, people would be freaking out on me about stuff like that. So, but like actually one of the clear tell things was actually Friday after work, I went to Walmart to pick up some stuff, you know, like, you know, stuff that you need, like deodorant, you know, mouthwash, toothpaste, you know, stuff that you need. And not hoard. You can't see us. Mm-hmm. Well, we could see each other, but you can't see us, listeners. Not yet, at least. But like, I'm pointing sternly at you. Don't hoard. Don't be a douche. But but yeah, so it was, I ended up being in line for checkout behind somebody who actually works at Holy Cross. And she heard me cough, and she knows they are trained to hear this. This is why I don't listen to what people say on the news and stuff like that. I listen to the actual people who are on the front lines doing this stuff. She heard me cough, and she went, I can tell just by listening to you cough, it is mucus-based and is not a symptom of this thing.
Right, right.
And that blew my mind, mm-hmm. you know, because it's like, I mean, but still, you got to be cautious. You still got to be careful. Like, my parents are over 60, mm-hmm. you know, so they are kind of like that target demographic of who's really kind of dying, you know, from this thing. So, like, right. obviously, I'm being careful. Like outside of the occasional, hey, dad, you know, hey, mom, you know, I've just been kind of more locked up in my bedroom.
Right. No, that's probably better. Definitely.
So. But yeah, it's crazy. And then St. Patrick's Day. What's that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, how did you get it because of this? Like, I know it was last week, but I literally was not consciously aware that it was St. Patty's Day. Was it Tuesday?
It was Tuesday. Cause I still wore green. Just, you know, I wore green on purpose to work, and I work at a very small law firm. Uh-huh. There's only like 5 or 6 of us there. And I wore green under my dress shirt. And I go, don't worry, I wore green so you can't pinch me.
Yeah, you can't get pinched. That was such a big thing at school. I remember you, like, God forbid, if you don't wear green, you're going to get pinched all day in every class.
But I made it the joke. It's like, hey, I'm wearing green, you can't pinch me. And they're like, not like you could anyways. Like, they all just started laughing because it's like, yeah, because of what's going on. You can't give high fives. You can't shake hands and wash your hands and but yeah, it's just so.
It's so crazy.
Like, everyone's like listening to us. It's like we're trying to do a retroactive episode, but we just keep going back to what's going on now.
I think it's important to just talk about what's going on. But actually, I'm going to have to get off in a couple minutes here because it's almost 8:30 and we're trying to go stand in a line at 9 o'clock. So.
Oh, God. What's it a line for?
Well, we're going, you know. Doug needs to get stuff at Home Depot, and we don't know if Home Depot is actually going to be one of the quote-unquote necessity things.
Yeah.
I mean, like, is that considered a necessity or not? Because it's got cleaning supplies, and we want.
You would assume it is because, you know, you never know what you may need from Home Depot.
Well, we want to get bleach, and we want to get Pine Sol and Lysol, and just a couple of more things. So that's what we're saying is, like, I want to get into that line because we don't know if Home Depot is going to be the ones that's restricted in California.
Yes, and that's a good point, you know, because like I said, right now Maryland, a lot of places are still open, but
it could
change. I'm expecting it to change soon.
Well, that's what I'm telling people. Yeah. If you need to go get something and you're thinking about it while your state is open, you should go ahead and do it.
But don't panic buy.
No, we're not panic buying, but we're
no, like, no. I'm just saying in general, don't panic buy.
Yeah,
because we don't have a lot. Yeah, and I'll throw this out there for you. As you remember, when you got into the Zoom session so we can record this episode, I was on the phone with my friend Jeff, and I've known Jeff for like 20 years. He's my best friend. He's been working at Costco for as long as I can remember, and thankfully, he works in a more isolated room. Mm-hmm. Because of the type of job that he does, but he still has to handle money a lot and checks. Mm-hmm. But he was one of the things I was asking him, because I saw photos of this on social media, and that's that Costco is no longer accepting returns of toilet paper, paper towels, tissues, hand sanitizer, soap, the stuff that people are hoarding. And he was explaining this to me, and it's an important thing to put out there for everyone to hear. The reason that they're not accepting it is for 3 reasons. Reason 1, to try to try to make people not want to hoard the items, make them only buy maybe 1 or 2 cases or packages of toilet paper or a couple boxes of tissues instead of buying like 16 cases, You know, there's pictures of people who bought 3 pallets of those sanitizing wipes.
Yeah.
3 pallets. No. Well, so
that's crazy. Yeah.
That's the number one thing to try to make people not want to do that and only buy actual necessity of like two 6-packs of toilet paper, you know, or just one big thing of toilet paper, you know, 1 24-pack. That's what I was thinking. The second thing that helps stop the price gouging, we've seen Amazon and eBay do this. This is Costco's way of trying to get people to not try to buy stuff in mass, to try to price gouge people out there. And the third reason is because of the science. The science of this is that, you know, right now on hard surfaces, if you cough onto something, like cough, cough, I cough on my laptop, unless I sanitize it with like an alcohol wipe that we do have here at the home, you know, those germs, that bacteria, that stuff that can have the virus in it can last up to 72 hours or from a minimum of 72 hours to potentially 9 days. And that's another reason why they're not accepting that stuff back in return.
Right. No, it makes perfect sense.
And so, and I think that's a very important thing to share, because that's something that my friend shared with me, who actually works for Costco, who actually works at an essential place. And that's why a lot of other places are probably going to go the route of, we're not going to accept your returns of all your hoarding.
Right. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So, but with that, so Candace, where can the people find you on the social medias?
You can find me on Instagram, Candace_Kita, on Facebook at Candace Kita, and also on Twitter at Candace Kita. So yeah, definitely. And my website, CandaceKita.com.
And of course for me on Twitter at TheLindaBomb75, Facebook at Facebook.com/X75Productions. And of course, everything for Candace, Viva La Candace, go to TXHTHockey.com/X75Productions. I can't remember if there are dashes in the Viva La Candace name or not. I am sorry. So just go to TXHTHockey.com/X75Productions and we are there. And with that, Candace, final words.
Thank you. Wash your hands.
All right. You took the wash your hands from me. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this has been Viva La Candace. Please wash your hands. Most importantly, practice social distancing. We're like 3,000 miles away from each other, so that's super easy for us. But practice the social distancing. Don't go out if you don't need to, unless it's completely necessary. Don't overwhelm the hospital workers. And when you actually see hospital workers, people at grocery stores, people at restaurants, the people who deliver food to you from Grubhub, DoorDash, whatever you use, please say thank you. They are doing a tireless and thankless job. And most importantly, in the words of the 16th president of Abraham Lincoln, be excellent to each other and party on, dudes.